Hi guys, it's Simple J.S.S. here with another episode for you guys. Yes. We've reached the end of another year. It's been a tough one. It's been a trying one, a tumultuous one. One of ups, downs, peaks, valleys, but we made it, my lovelies. Yes, it's now the end of 2021 as we know it, and we are ushering a new year, 2022, in a few hours. So, this podcast is going to be dedicated to things that I want us to focus on for the new year. As I always tell you guys, if you're a first-time listener, thank you so much for streaming this podcast and giving it a little quick listen. If you're a returning listener, you guys are my family. I love you guys so much. I appreciate all the feedback, the love, everything. And it's love from me to you always. I can't wait to meet you guys in person as soon as this thing figures out what it's doing. But until then, I'm sending you all a virtual hug just to say thank you. And I appreciate each and every one of you who take the time out to support my little engine that could podcast. Love you guys. So, end of the year, things I want us to focus on for the 2022. I want us to focus on elevating our mindsets, elevating our thought process, just basically evolving ourselves into the different versions that I feel like are still within us that we have not unlocked. There are tons of things that reside within us that we sometimes leave dormant or just don't try to tap into because we're either afraid, not sure how to do it, or simply just try to suppress certain things. I don't want us to do this coming 2022. I want us to open our minds to different possibilities. I want us to unlock the different levels that reside within us. I want us to elevate. I want us to become and be the better versions of ourselves that we can be and we need to be. I want us to manifest greatness. I want us to start thinking, acting, giving off, and feeding off positive energy. I tell you guys all the time, positive in equals positive out. So if you give off positivity, you will surround yourself with positivity. And seeing that what we've been all going through for the last couple of years, we totally deserve all this positive energy moving forward. So we're going to start practicing that mantra actively of giving, feeding, living, breathing positivity within our lives, within our souls, giving it to those who are closest to us, our family members, our friends, even those at our workplace, because what we are trying to do is to breathe wonderful, powerful thoughts, beings, and just feelings that will essentially help us to live a very fulfilling, engaging, and as I'd like to put it, drama-free, stress-free life. And we all deserve that moving forward. Seeing that it's the end of 2021, I want us to also do some introspection. Look within. Find out what it is that we maybe fell short in and that we could rectify or remedy moving forward. Also, try to figure out what traits we have that may not work for us long term that we can adjust, maybe reset, maybe fix, you know, retool. We're always able to retool, refocus, and reinvent. Sometimes we limit ourselves, and this is what I want us to stop doing. So let's figure out through introspection and reflection things that probably weren't so good for us. Things that we held on to that we didn't really need to hold on to. Personality traits that really aren't who we are, but we just keep it just maybe as a defense mechanism or otherwise. Let us figure out stuff that's keeping us stagnant that we can get over and get to a place of not only stability, but higher heights, reaching to our full potential. That is our mindset moving forward into this 2022. And lastly, moving into a new year, we're going to usher in a new dawn, a new day, new vision, new mindset, new thought process. We're ushering an idea of who we are trying to be. So I want us to understand that maybe you need to leave certain people, certain ideologies back in 2021. Those things don't need to go with you because they will hold you down and be dead weight in your way, stumbling blocks that will keep you from manifesting greatness that you truly deserve and is intended for you. So while you guys are doing your introspection, figure out what isn't for you, what is keeping you from being a better you, and understand that it's okay to leave certain things and people where they are at because they are not always equipped to continue with you on your journey through life. It's your journey, you're the author, the captain, and you're the lead actor in that role. So you determine what works and what will not work for you. So I want us to take all of this under advisement moving forward into 2022. I wish each and every one of you tons of positivity, blessings. I'm manifesting greatness. I'm also spreading tons of love, joy, happiness to each and every one of you. And I cannot wait to see you guys on the flip side of 2022 and hoping that greatness becomes you, is you, lives within you, and surrounds you. As I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye guys. Happy New Year.